She'll probably be trying to get out, but Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of the Madison on the Air 5th anniversary, we present to you our adaptation of The Maltese Falcon. Originally featured on radio in the Lux Radio Theatre and the Academy Award Theatre. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the city of San Francisco lies sleeping under a blanket of fog. Along a lonely street, a man walks slowly, his footsteps ringing hollowly against the wet pavement. He passes a deserted alley and stops. The man turns and peers for a long time into the shadows. Suddenly, one of the shadows moves. The man stumbles backwards. His hands reach out to shield his body.
Archer.
You're a couple hours too late for that.
I'm sorry, Mr. Spade. I tried to tell her to wait, but...
Effie, why don't you go answer the telephone, Angel?
Of course, Mr. Spade.
So, what's your business with Archer?
I just read in the paper that one of the detectives from Spade and Archer was gunned down last night.
Oh, that's true. But it was Archer, not Spade.
Hello, Spade and Archer Private Detectives.
Huh. Guess I'm gonna have to change the name of the place.
Archer is dead? Are you sure?
Well, last I checked, I'm Sam Spade, so yeah, pretty sure.
I've met Sam Spade. You don't look anything like Sam Spade.
Oh, then I guess I'm going to have to change all the labels in my socks.
Damn it! I remember hating Sam Spade.
I have that effect on people.
I thought Archer was like super spy Sterling Archer. I know he's a selfish womanizer, but that cartoon dude is hot.
You lost me, Angel. Why don't we revisit the reason you wanted to see Archer?
I came here because with Spade dead, I thought there might be a job opening.
Already got me a secretary.
Officers, please, let me announce you first.
Albeit at times, she can be rather ineffective. Well, good morning, Dundee.
All right, Spade. We want to talk to you.
Sure you do. Hiya, Tom.
Hello, Sam.
What do you know about this killing, Spade?
Excuse me?
Very little.
Excuse me?
You don't seem very broken up over this.
Excuse me! Oh, it's amazing how not having a dick makes you invisible.
Spade, since when did you get two secretaries?
She doesn't work here.
But he's gonna hire me as his partner.
Partner?
Why don't you run along, sweetheart, and let the men finish talking?
Nice attitude. Goes great with your hair. Did your mommy cut your bangs over the toilet?
You gonna do something about this dame?
Why, yes, I am. I'm gonna hire her.
You are?
Now look, Spade.
You don't like me, do you, Dundee?
I don't like any cops who aren't on the force.
And you'll probably dislike me more with a lady partner. So, she's hired.
I've been fired out of spite, but never hired out of spite.
Can we get back to it, Spade? What do you know about Miles Archer getting killed?
Well, once again, very little. Your boys called me at 10 after 2 in the a.m. I understand they found a Webley automatic in the alley with one bullet out of it.
Yeah. Was Archer out on a job last night?
Well, sure. He was supposed to be tailing a fella named Floyd Thursby.
Thursby, eh?
I think he said Thursday.
No, he didn't. He said Thursby.
No, Thursday. Like the day of the week. You know, like Joe Friday, Wednesday Adams, Hot Fudge Sunday.
Hot Fudge Sunday?
I couldn't think of a third one.
Well, Floyd Thursby was shot down in front of his hotel not long after Archer was killed.
Busy night for the city coroner.
You want to tell me where you were tonight, Spade?
So you think I shot Thursby, huh? How did I kill him? I forget.
He was shot 3 times in the back with a .44.
Just how did you know that?
It was in the newspaper.
Apparently under the want ads.
Come on, Sam. What do you know about this Thursby guy? We got nothing from the hotel, except he's been there for a week.
Alone?
Alone.
That right, huh. Well, did you find out what his game was?
Nope. We thought you could tell us that.
I've never seen Thursby, dead or alive.
Now look, Spade, if you did get Thursby, you know you'll get a square deal. Don't know that I blame you a lot. Man killed your partner.
You killed the guy who killed your partner? My last manager wouldn't even stand up for me against a Karen who ate 90% of her dessert and then wanted a full refund because she didn't really enjoy it.
Come on, Spade. I asked you why you were tailing Thursby.
I wasn't. Miles was. For the swell reason that we had a client who was paying good United States money to have him tailed.
Who's the client?
Sorry, I can't tell you that.
Be reasonable, Sam. Give us a chance. How can we turn up anything on Miles' killer if you don't tell us what you got?
When I got something, you two will be the first to know. Now, my new partner, what's your name, sweetheart?
Not your sweetheart, and Madison Standish.
Madison. Okay, we'll go with that for now. My new partner, Madison, and I have some things to go over. Effie!
Yes, Mr. Spade?
If you would please see these fine officers out.
This way, gentlemen.
We'll be back, Spade.
Then kindly make an appointment with my secretary. Oh, and Tom.
Yeah, Sam?
Close the door on your way out, huh?
Oh, wow. This is going to be so much fun. Is this my desk over here?
Put the brakes on there, sister. You serious about being my partner?
Yeah. I need a job, and you need a partner.
Maybe I want to go it alone.
Then who will you have witty banter with?
Oh, Mr. Spade, that phone call earlier?
Yeah? Who was it?
The, client from yesterday?
Miss Wonderly.
Actually, she said she goes by Miss LeBlanc. She told you to meet her at the Coronet Apartments 101 right away.
It's Miss LeBlanc now, is it? All right, Madison, if you really want to be my partner, I'll fill you in.
Now? Truth be told, I'm a little hungover.
Great. You sound like a PI already.
Finally, I could put drinking on my resume.
So then yesterday, this slick dame comes to see me.
Slick dame? Okay, I've been in enough detective noir shows now to translate. What you meant is, woman with a brain who doesn't hide her intelligence to make men feel smart.
My definition is shorter.
Whatever you need to make yourself feel smart.
If I may continue, this smart woman gives me a song and dance about her sister and a guy called Floyd Thursby. Says he's a real dangerous character. She wants Archer and me to get her sister back before her mother and father get in from Hawaii. I think the setup is a bit fishy, but Archer takes the case. He tails Thursby last night. He gets murdered.
And then you murdered Thursby.
Pay attention, will ya? I've never even seen Thursby. And if our friendly neighborhood policeman were correct, Thursby was alone in that hotel.
No slick dame sister?
No slick dame sister.
So where are we going now?
Slick dame's apartment.
If the slick dame starts talking over your head, I'll translate.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Spade. Oh, who's this with you?
Miss LeBlanc, meet my new partner, Madison Standish. Madison, Miss LeBlanc.
How you doing?
Please, come in, both of you. We can sit here in the parlor.
Of course, I don't know if I introduced you correctly. Yesterday, your name was Wonderly.
My name is really Bridget O'Shaughnessy. I'm sorry I lied to you.
Girl, never be sorry you lied to a man. The only thing you should feel sorry for is getting caught.
Qualities I love to hear from my new partner.
But Mr. Archer was killed. Mr. Spade, tell me, am I to blame for last night?
Yes.
Actually, the way I see it, you warned us that Thursby was dangerous. I wouldn't say it was your fault.
Damn, you're lucky. I once warned a lady that the skillet for her hot honey mustard and bacon skillet was hot. She grabbed it with her bare hands, and then came the lawsuit.
Madison, maybe you ought to consider being my silent partner.
Was I talking over your head?
Mr. Spade, I did lie, but I am ready to confess to everything.
I already didn't believe that story about your sister.
Oh?
You paid too much for someone who was telling the truth.
How much she pay you?
$200.
I might look the other way for 200. Would destroy evidence for 4, help bury a body for 8.
Nice price list. You offer discounts on holidays?
Oh, help me, Mr. Spade. I need help so badly. I have no right to ask you, but I do ask you. Help me.
You won't need much of anybody's help. You're good. Chiefly your eyes, I think, and the throb you get in your voice when you say things like, "Help me, Mr. Spade."
She should be good. Mary Astor is an Oscar-winning actress.
All right, Mr. Spade. I deserve that, but the lie was in the way I said it, not in what I said. You can leave if you like.
Ooh, girl, that passive-aggressive delivery? Mwah, perfection.
If I'm going to help you, I got to have some sort of a line on your friend Thursby. Because right now, there's a flock of cops running around with their noses to the ground.
Do they know about me?
Not at the moment.
That 200 kept his mouth shut. However, seeing as I am only recently employed and have not yet seen any money of my own...
They must not know about me at all. Couldn't you manage to shield me from them?
Well, my bribery bank is a tad low on funds.
You'll be paid, Madison. But neither of us are working the case, Miss O'Shaughnessy, until we know what it's all about. So, let's talk Thursby.
I met him in Hong Kong. We came here just last week. I needed him. I was completely dependent on him. He knew it. He took advantage of it to double-cross me.
Why'd you want him shadowed?
I wanted to learn how far he'd gone, whom he was meeting.
Did he kill Archer?
Yes, certainly.
Yes, certainly? Pretty blasé about setting a guy up to get killed.
I didn't set him up.
And I don't think it's so certain. Thursby had a Luger in his shoulder holster. Archer wasn't killed with a Luger.
Floyd always carried an extra revolver in his overcoat pocket.
You picked yourself a nice sort of playmate.
That sort of playmate could have helped me, if he had been loyal.
You thought a playmate would be loyal? Yeah, like all those playmates would have stayed with Hefner if he wasn't rich. You know, out of loyalty.
All right, let's have it now. How bad a spot are you in?
As bad could be. I'm not heroic. I don't think there's anything worse than death.
Nothing worse than death? Why don't you try being zapped back into old-timey radio shows for 5 years, where there's no Wi-Fi, the coffee sucks, and you have to spend your days working for misogynists because Gloria Steinem is still in elementary school?
Hit a nerve, sweetheart?
Sorry, little emotional dump there. Carry on.
Miss O'Shaughnessy, you mean someone might kill you?
Yes.
Your enemies or his?
His, I suppose. I don't know. I'm afraid.
Who are Thursby's enemies?
Well, there's a small, dark man with white teeth and a smooth, dangerous fat man.
Teeth and the fat man?
All right, we'll help you. And they'll probably give it to me, too, huh? All right, so what? I guess I won't be the first guy who let a dame make a sucker out of him.
And I'm already living a fate worse than death, so bring it.
Oh, Mr. Spade, a man's been waiting for you in your office.
Well, I hope he didn't steal any of my pens.
Here's his card.
Joel Cairo.
He's a foreign type. Smells like gardenia.
Foreign type? Okay, Effie, if you're going to be my secretary, I'm requiring you to watch sensitivity videos.
Never mind that. Let's go get a whiff of those gardenias.
And I expect you to be trained in preferred pronouns by the end of the day.
I'm Sam Spade. Cairo, is it?
Yes, Mr. Spade.
You would have had a shorter wait if I'd known you were coming.
I apologize, but I'm here on an urgent matter. Time could not be wasted.
This here is my new partner, Madison Standish.
Glad to know you.
You say that now. Wait till you actually know me.
Something we can do for you, Mr. Cairo?
I'm trying to recover an ornament that has been, shall we say, mislaid. I thought and hoped you could assist me. The ornament is a statuette, a black figure of a bird.
Ooh, collectible?
One might say that.
So what's this bird worth to you?
I am prepared to pay, on behalf of the figure's rightful owner, the sum of $5,000 for its recovery.
Well, $5,000 is a lot of money.
Oh, collectors will pay. Baseball cards, comic books. Don't even get me started on Star Wars memorabilia. I swear, George Lucas could take a dump, and the sale of it would pay off the national debt.
Uh-huh. As I said, Mr. Cairo, $5,000 is a lot of... What do you think you're doing?
I am pointing a revolver at a spot directly between your eyes. You and Miss Standish will please clasp your hands together at the backs of your necks and do not move.
You know the secretary is right on the other side of that door and would totally hear a gunshot.
Well, then, it's a good thing I have plenty of bullets.
How about not offering up any more targets, eh, Madison?
You will please stand, Mr. Spade. I shall make sure you are not armed.
What's this all about, anyway?
I intend to search your office, and if you attempt to prevent me, I shall certainly shoot you.
All right, go ahead.
But you can't search my purse.
Why not? Do you have a revolver in there?
No, but I have tampons, and they're not easy to find in this era. Fun fact, the woman who would later become the founder of Tampax used to hand sew her tampons. They ought to sell tampon sewing kits at Michael's.
What does she say?
Fun arts and crafts for the Girl Scouts.
All right, hand over that purse.
No!
Ah! That hurt me! What is in that purse?
A lot of coins. Because I honestly don't know how to use them as money. So every time I get change, I throw them in the bottom of my purse.
Well then, need I remind you that I am the one with the revolver?
Not for long, Cairo.
Ah!
All right, drop the gun. Drop it. Drop it! Or do I twist your arm off at the elbow?
Here, take it!
Yeah. Thanks. Now, sit down over there and behave yourself.
You have bruised me, Mr. Spade.
Oh, I get bruises all the time, and I have no idea how I got them. I'll look in the mirror and see one on my arm and, like, retrace my whole day. Nope, no idea.
Well, I'm sorry there, Cairo, but I don't like guys who make a phony offer of $5,000.
You are mistaken, Mr. Spade. That was and is a genuine offer. I am prepared to pay $5,000 for the figure's return. You have the figure?
No.
Then why did you risk serious injury to prevent my searching for it?
Maybe I don't like purse snatchers.
And this is a Louis Vuitton. The purse is worth more than anything I keep in it.
Now let's put the cards on the table, Cairo. Your first guess was that I had the bird. There's nothing to that. Now, what's your second guess?
That you know where it is, or at least you know where you can get it.
So you're not hiring me to do any murders or burglaries for you, but simply to get it back, if possible, in an honest, lawful way. Say, from a dame with red hair or a smooth, dangerous fat man?
Dame and fat man. Sam, I think you're going to have to join Effie in the sensitivity training.
Oh, so you are aware of them. I hope you are also aware that they would stop at nothing.
Duly noted.
I am at the Hotel Belvedere when you wish to communicate with me. Good day, Mr. Spade. Miss Standish.
Mr. Cairo?
Oh, by the way, may I have my revolver back, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you are.
Thank you. Now you two will please keep your hands behind your head. I still intend to search your office.
I'll be all right. Go ahead. I won't stop you.
Thank you.
Ah! Well, now I know what I can use all those coins for. Going? Do you think you know where the bird statue is?
Not in the slightest. But I figure while Mr. Cairo's most recent bruise to the head is being nursed by Effie, you and I can make another visit to see Miss O'Shaughnessy.
You think she knows where the bird statue is?
I have no idea. That's why we're going to ask her some questions. I thought you said you had experience as a detective.
I might have exaggerated a bit on my resume.
Oh, yeah? How many cases have you closed?
All of them.
You solved all of your cases?
No, I closed them. I never said I solved them.
You know, when bullets start flying in this business, semantics aren't going to save you.
Ah!
What? What is it?
I think I stepped in something sticky.
Well, how about that? You really are a gumshoe.
OMG, this is so gross. How did it become socially acceptable for people to just drop their gum on the sidewalk?
That'll have to be a question for another day. Come on, Doublemint. We're here. Come on. What are you standing down there for?
I'm trying to get the gum off.
Come in, Mr. Spade. Is anything wrong, Miss Standish?
Nothing an anti-littering campaign couldn't fix.
Do you have any news for me?
We saw Joel Cairo. He offered us $5,000 for the Black Bird.
Oh, did he? And what did you say?
I hit him over the head with my Louis Vuitton.
Well, I said $5,000 is a lot of money.
That's actually less than I paid for my Louis Vuitton.
My, that's a lot more than I can ever offer you, if I must bid for your loyalty.
Ooh, are we taking bids? We could do it like one of those bachelor auctions. Women treating men like objects is so worth the double standard.
Okay, let's get back to the statue. Now, what is this bird that everybody's all steamed up about?
It's a black figure of a hawk or a falcon, about a foot high.
What makes it so important?
Is it part of a set? When I was a kid, my mom collected Happy Meal toys. She used me as a front to order the Happy Meals. I felt like a mule for her addiction.
I don't know why the statue is important. They wouldn't tell me. But they promised me $5,000 if I helped them get it.
What's the bird made of?
Porcelain or black stone? I don't know.
You're a liar.
What?
He said you're a liar. Like when I was 14 and still pretending to be a kid to order Happy Meals.
Yes, I am. I've always been a liar.
Well, don't brag about it. Is there any truth at all in that yarn?
The truth is, there is no age restriction on buying Happy Meals. You can even buy the toys separately. Do you know how many McNuggets I ate for that obsessed woman?
There's some truth. Not very much.
Do you know where the bird is?
Yes, I think so. I should have it in another week at the most, if you'll help me.
Uh-huh. And you're willing to sell it. Why?
I'm afraid, after what happened to Floyd.
What did happen to Floyd?
He was murdered by the fat man.
If we can prove that, I'll be off the hook for it.
Does that mean you'll help me?
What do you say, Madison? Do we go bird hunting?
Shh. Be very, very quiet. We're hunting falcons.
Okay, so now where are we going? All this talk of birds is making me hungry. I could totes go for a chicken salad sandwich.
I'm not exactly sure where we're going at the moment.
Then I'll keep an eye out for a diner.
No time for that. Come on, let's head down this alley.
Why are we heading down an alley? This noir lighting already makes it hard to see anything.
Exactly. Now stop right here. Quiet.
You better not try anything. I got pepper spray.
Quiet. All right, son. What did you just spray me with?
Oh, damn it. That wasn't my pepper spray. That was my hairspray.
How about spraying him and not me? Now, do I have your attention?
Dude, Spade, calm down the toxic bro energy.
This young man's been tailing us.
Tracking us? Okay, then you tone down the toxic bro energy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure you do. Where is he? You work for him, don't you?
Who?
Madison. I'm interrogating him, not you.
Good, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know anything. I was just going for a walk.
Right, yeah. He was just going for a walk earlier, too, I suppose, when we went to Miss O'Shaughnessy's place. Spent some time outside her window, then decided to move on exactly when we left there.
You did all that legwork to track us? Give me the Find Me app any day. Stalk people from the comfort of your own sofa.
All right. The fat man. I want to speak to him.
What do you think you're doing, Jack? Kidding me?
Does this fat man have a name? I'd feel better if we refer to him in a less derogatory way.
Shove off.
He's your boss, right? I get it. Ugh, the names I've used for my bosses. Gotta be careful, though. You could accidentally use it in a group chat, and even laughing emojis won't save you.
Can't you tell this dame to clam up?
Sure, but that still won't change the fact that you'll have to talk to me before you're through, sonny. So will the fat man.
Keep asking for it, and you're gonna get it. Plenty.
Ah! All right! Room 407! The Buckley!
That was my pepper spray.
Ah, Mr. Spade and Miss Standish. Delighted to see you both. Delighted.
How do you do, Mr. Gutman?
Sup?
Why don't you two sit down? We'll have a little drink.
Yes, please.
I like to talk.
We can talk and drink.
I rather enjoy talking.
Better. I distrust a closed-mouth man. He generally picks the wrong time to talk and says the wrong things.
Isn't Gutman just another way to say fat man?
proving my point. All right, Mr. Spade, we'll talk.
Will we talk about the Blackbird?
You're the man for me, sir. No beating about the bush, but right to the point. Have you any conception of how much money can be got for that Blackbird?
Hopefully more than my mom's Happy Meal toys. I mean, really, they're just mass-produced plastic.
Plastic? You both know what the bird is, of course.
I'm gonna guess it's not plastic by that response. Rude. But it's not like my idea is out there. Could be hollow for smuggling things.
Well, I know the value in human life you people put on it.
But Miss O'Shaughnessy didn't tell you what it is. And Cairo didn't either. They must know what it is. Or do they?
Just tell us, jeez!
I am the only one in this wide, wonderful world who knows.
Well, that's great. When you've told us, that'll make three.
Mathematically correct, sir. But I don't know for certain that I'm going to tell you.
Don't be foolish. You know what it is, I know where it is.
This is hardly equitable, sir. No. I don't think we can do business along these lines.
Yeah? Well, think again and think fast. I told that governor of yours you'd have to talk to me before you're finished.
What are you wasting my time for? I can get along without you.
Anything wrong, boss?
Back off!
Be careful, boss. That dame's armed with some sort of poison gas spray.
But it's all natural, with a hint of lemon.
Wilmer, just stand over there. Lethal lady you have, Spade.
I'm no schoolgoer myself. Well, think it over. You've got till 5:30. Then you're either in or out, for keeps.
I never understood that schoolgirl reference. When I was a schoolgirl, I could make hardened criminals cry. Ask any of the inmates at Folsom Prison. And here we are, walking the streets of San Francisco. Again.
Sorry to put so much mileage on your shoes, Angel.
What I wouldn't give for a Waymo. The only thing I don't like about self-driving cars is they won't go around idiot drivers and cut them off. I guess that's what separates human drivers from machines.
Well, hoofing it is part of the PI game. This trip, we're going back to see Miss O'Shaughnessy. The best chance I got of clearing myself of these killings is to bring in the murderers all tied up.
Do you think she actually knows where the statue is?
I think Gutman thinks she knows where it is.
Hey, you!
Speak of the devil. I, his son, didn't expect to see you until 5:25.
Keep on riding me, and they'll be picking iron out of your liver.
How did you end up working for Mr. Gutman?
What?
I mean, how do you find out about jobs like, you know, what you do?
Gunsel.
Yeah, that. Mostly word of mouth.
All I know is, you got a big mouth.
I'm guessing you don't need references?
I'm gonna plug you just for the satisfaction of it.
Well, that might upset your boss. Gutman ready to talk?
Yeah, he's waiting at the hotel. Get going.
Do you have to supply your own gun?
What's all this interest in being some kingpin's gunman?
I don't know. I might be looking for a job if you get put away for murder.
I appreciate the confidence.
So, what are the hours like? Your last job was in New York? What brought you to San Francisco?
I was looking for a change. Heard the weather out here was nicer.
Oh, yeah, totes.
Ah, Mrs. Spade, Miss Standish, glad you two could make it. Wait outside, Wilmer.
I don't think he'll want to leave. These two have been getting along like old school chums.
Don't be jealous.
I'll get you, Spade. Someday I'll let you have it right in the face. We still going for coffee?
Definitely. I'll get in touch after this whole bird statue thing is over. You know, if you don't get arrested or shot or whatever.
Well, glad to see you're making friends, Miss Standish. Mr. Spade, I hope you and I can get along as swimmingly. Here, I'll fix you two a drink.
Thanks.
The best part of noir is how everybody has their own minibars.
I owe you two an apology for sending for you in this fashion.
Did you know Wilmer collects buttons?
How about you yield the floor to Mr. Gutman? He's going to talk about the bird.
You're so jealous.
Your drinks.
Hope hers is a double.
Me too.
All right. Now this is going to be the most astounding thing either of you have ever heard.
Big build-up usually equals big letdown.
I'd still like to hear it.
Thank you, Mr. Spade. What do you know about the Knights of Rhodes?
I know the Knights of the First Crusade.
And I know it's taking every ounce of my being to stop from shutting you up permanently.
You have chosen wisely.
Please, I need to get through this before your drinks take effect.
Take effect?
Before you become intoxicated.
Go on. I promise she won't interrupt anymore. Right, Madison?
I could use a refill if you want me to get intoxicated.
Of course. Now, the Knights of Rhodes were crusaders. In 1539, these crusading knights persuaded the Emperor Charles V to give them the island of Malta. The Emperor made but one condition. The knights were to pay him each year the tribute of a falcon in acknowledgement that Malta was still under Spain. The knights were profoundly grateful for the Emperor for his generosity towards them. Your drink, Miss Standish.
Thank you. Your story gets much better the more drunk I get.
Glad to hear it. The very first year, the knights sent him not an insignificant live bird, but a glorious golden falcon, encrusted from head to foot with the finest jewels in their coffers. They sent this jewel bird to Charles, but it never reached Spain. In 1713, it turned up in Sicily. In 1840, it appeared in Paris. It had, by that time, acquired a coat of black enamel, so it looked like nothing more than a fairly interesting black statuette. In 1923, a Greek dealer found it in an obscure Paris shop. I heard about it in London and rushed over to buy it. But the Greek was murdered, and the falcon was gone. That was 23 years ago. For 23 years, I searched for the bird. Finally, I traced it to the home of a Russian general, but he wouldn't sell, even though he knew nothing of its value.
Whoa, were you talking that entire time?
Just finish your drink, huh?
May I refresh yours, Mr. Spade?
Yeah, thank you.
I sent some agents to get it. And well, sir, they've got it. And I haven't.
Where's this Russian?
Oh, he died rather suddenly. His heart.
Was there a knife in it or a bullet?
Your glass, Mr. Spade.
Thank you. So I suppose this is where we came in.
Yes.
My tongue tastes like hair.
Now, before we start to talk prices, how soon are you willing to produce the falcon?
Couple of days.
Ah, that's quite satisfactory. Here's to a fair bargain. Drink up.
Well, what's your idea of a fair bargain?
Is my nose getting wider?
$25,000 when you deliver the falcon to me, and another $25,000 later on. Or I'll give you one quarter of what I realize on the falcon. That would amount to a vastly greater sum.
Well, Madison and I should talk it over.
Oh, my God. Did you feel that? It's a San Francisco earthquake. Ow. I was aiming for the chair.
What's the matter? Are you two feeling ill?
I feel, what was in that drink?
The drink? Oh, I drugged it. You'll both be unconscious very shortly. You better lie down. I wouldn't want you to fall like Miss Standish there.
This rug is so soft.
Well, that's very good.
Oh, dear, dear. Oh, Joel. Joel, come in here.
Are they unconscious?
I love your shoes.
Well, Spade is. The girl is managing to retain consciousness.
Do you know how many times I've been roofied? I've built up a tolerance. You're gonna have to do better than that.
Now she is unconscious?
Wanta, malta, Don't you want to, Malta?
Let's just go.
Don't you want to, Malta? Don't you want to, Malta?
Ooh, that was some primo knockout drugs. I could tell by the headache I'm currently nursing.
It's late. We must have been out for some time. Effie's already left for the day.
Oh! I'll get it.
Yellow. What? I can't hear you. Ah! That's too loud!
Who is it?
Who is it? Captain somebody?
Captain?
You guys got lady captains in the 40s? Ah! Again! Too loud!
What? What is it?
Oh, it's Miss O'Shanana.
What about a captain?
Shut up, shut up. I can't hear her. 26 Inco Street.
Write it down.
I'm writing it down. Hello? Hello? She's gone. But she was all rushed and flipping out and stuff.
Listen, was that the outside door?
I don't know. I still hear the phone ringing in my head.
Mr. Spade?
Yes?
This package... for you? She told me. For you.
What's the matter with you?
He's probably high. Most Amazon delivery people are wasted on their routes. That's why your packages end up flung into the bushes.
For you.
Well, I guess you won't have to sign for it.
He has about 4 slugs in him.
Dangerous profession, delivery driver. With the highest rate of addiction.
Give me the scissors from the desk, will you? I want to see what's in this package.
Here.
Thanks.
Do you think it's actually the bird in question?
Well, now we'll see, won't we?
It is?
It is. We've got it. The Maltese Falcon, look at it. The black bird, $1 million under a coat of enamel.
On the phone, she said there was a, Oh, that's what she was trying to tell me. This dude must be Captain Jacoby. Boy, he had a short scene, didn't he?
Now listen, I've got to get to Miss O'Shaughnessy. Soon as I've gone, phone the police. Ask for Dundee. Tell him...
What do you mean, as soon as you've gone? I'm going with you.
Oh, no, sweetheart. This is the part where things get dangerous.
I don't care. I'm not going to be left behind with the dead dude.
I already lost one partner today. I don't intend on losing 2.
Why are you assuming I'm the one who's going to get killed?
Besides, I don't want to show up with the bird. I'd rather have you drop by with it later.
I can conceal it.
What, in that suitcase you call a handbag?
My Louis Vuitton is not a handbag. It is a fashion statement. And that's not actually where I was going to conceal it.
Where else?
Oh, the many mysteries of 1940s ladies' undergarments.
Just keep your hands up and come in. Wilma, shut the door.
Quite a party you've assembled here.
Are you kidding? There's not even a DJ.
Mr. Spade, Miss Standish. I believe you know Mr. Cairo.
How do you do?
And of course, Miss O'Shaughnessy.
Sam, I tried to call you. I spoke to Miss Standish. They've been holding me here.
And you know Wilma.
You carrying a rod? Let me see.
Put your paws on me and I'm gonna make you use that gun. Ask your boss if he wants me shot up before we talk.
You know, Wilmer is just trying to do his job. You don't have to be so nasty to him.
Thank you.
Sit down, Wilmer.
All right, Gutman. You ready to make the first payment and take the Falcon off my hands?
You're sure you have it?
Sam, have you?
I didn't this afternoon, but I have now.
Then I am willing to pay. Joel? The money, please.
Wait just a minute. First, we've got to have a fall guy.
Lee Majors?
I mean the police got to have somebody they can stick for those 3 murders.
2. Only 2 murders, Mr. Spade. Thursby undoubtedly killed your partner.
All right, 2. The point is, I've got to come through with somebody for the police. If I don't, I'll be it.
And whom do you recommend?
Oh, well, I'm not fussy. How about giving Wilmer here? He'll do.
Why, you...
Dude, seriously, Sam? The poor guy is just trying to make a dishonest buck.
He did kill Thursby, didn't he, Gutman?
You did?
I got nothing to say on the subject.
You make a point, Mr. Spade. You're quite a character. Well, what do you think of this, Wilmer? Mighty funny,
Yeah, mighty funny.
Aw, and I thought being a gunsel just meant standing around and being threatening. I didn't know you actually have to kill people.
Well, every employee is different.
All right. Mr. Spade, your plan is not at all practical. Let's not say anything more about it.
Fine, I've got another suggestion. Want to hear it?
Most assuredly.
Give them Joel Cairo.
Suppose we give them you, Mr. Spade, or Miss Standish. How about that?
Hey, I didn't get here until everybody was already murdered.
Except for the captain.
Oh, does he count?
What about Miss O'Shaughnessy?
What?
Ah, now there's an idea.
Sam, you don't mean it.
Now look, you people want the Falcon. I've got it, and the Fall Guy's part of the price. Personally, I see only one guy who's really right, and that's Wilmer.
I'll kill him!
Wilmer, stop! You're a professional!
Oh, I've had enough out of you! Some dame thinking she can do my job?
You male chauvinist douche nozzle!
Oh!
Sorry, your trigger man triggered me.
All right, there's your Fall Guy Gutman. What do you say? Or I'll turn the Falcon and the whole lot of you in.
All right, you can have Wilmer.
Good. Now, let's get the details fixed. Why did Wilmer kill Thursby, and why and where did he shoot Captain Jacoby?
Oh, I know! Wilmer killed Thursby because Thursby was Miss O'Shaughnessy's boyfriend, and Wilmer was in love with Miss O'Shaughnessy.
Please, Madison, this isn't a romance novel.
Well, I shall be candid with you. Thursby was Miss O'Shaughnessy's ally. We believe that disposing of him would frighten Miss O'Shaughnessy into patching up her differences with us.
I was pretty close.
All right. And you want to take a stab at Captain Jacoby?
The captain had been at sea for many years, dreaming all the while of his true love, Miss O'Shaughnessy, and finally reaching the port of San Francisco where he could, at long last, see her again.
Well, Captain Jacoby's death was entirely Miss O'Shaughnessy's fault.
That's a lie.
You see, Wilmer called on this Jacoby, but he, with Miss O'Shaughnessy and the bird, slipped through our fingers. We followed them to her apartment, and Wilmer shot the captain. He shot him many times, but the man was tough, and he did not drop the Falcon.
There's still room for a love story in there.
We persuaded Miss O'Shaughnessy to call your office, but unfortunately she did not call in time to prevent you from meeting the captain and getting the Falcon.
I see.
And now, sir, would it be presumptuous if we asked to see the Falcon?
What about the money, Gutman?
Let me have it, Mr. Spade.
Now, easy.
Let me see it quickly. After 23 years, I demand you give it to me at once.
What do you think, Madison? You think it's about time we give him the Falcon?
Happily. This thing is poking me in places men fear to tread.
What is she saying?
One moment there, Gutman.
Just gotta shimmy a bit.
The Maltese Falcon.
That might be a little damp.
Yes. There you are, my beauty.
Aw, this is a love story.
Is it? Is it the Falcon? The original?
We will make sure. Your knife, Joel.
Here.
Thank you. Just a tiny cut in the enamel, and underneath we find... No! It's a fake! It's lead! It's a fake!
No! It cannot be!
I had the same thing happen to me when I tried to buy one of Taylor Swift's Album of the Year Grammys. I should never have trusted the guy who plays Spider-Man in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater.
All right, Miss O'Shaughnessy, you've had your little joke. Now tell us about it.
But no, Sam! No! That's the one I got from the Russian, I swear!
You bungled it, Gutman! You and your stupid attempt to buy it! The Russian caught on how valuable it was. No wonder we had so little trouble stealing it.
Yes, that is the Russian's hand. There's no doubt of it. Well, Joel, what do you suggest? Shall we stand here and shed tears, or shall we go and interview our Russian friend?
You're still going to look for the Falcon?
For 23 years, I have wanted that little item, and have been trying to get it. I'll go on trying.
It's important to have goals in life.
Very well, I'll go with you.
The world hasn't come to an end just because we've run into a little setback. I'm sorry about your money, Mr. Spade, Miss Standish, but of course you didn't earn it.
Well, I held up my end. You got your falcon. Your hard luck, not mine, that it wasn't what you wanted.
That's what Spider-Man said.
Mrs. Spade, it will do no good to argue. I haven't the money with me anyhow. Now, sir, we'll say goodbye to you. And since the shortest farewells are the best, adieu. And to you, Miss O'Shaughnessy, I leave the lead falcon as a little memento. Adieu.
Sam, the bad guys just walked out the door. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Aren't you still being accused of murder?
Yes, Sam. You said yourself the police needed a victim. Call them now. Tell them about Gutman.
I don't have to call them. Gutman will be nailed by the cops before he goes a block. And when he's nailed, he'll talk about you, Miss O'Shaughnessy.
Me?
You wanted to get Thursby out of the way before Jacoby came with the bird, isn't that so?
Yes.
You two-timed your partner? Bitch.
Seems when the Falcon is involved, loyalties are fleeting.
I didn't want him dead. I thought that if Thursby saw someone following him, he might be frightened into going away.
So you told Thursby that Archer was following him.
Let's upgrade that to B-Yotch.
It gets better, doesn't it, Miss O'Shaughnessy? Because Thursby didn't kill Archer.
He didn't?
Archer had been a cop too long to be caught like that up a blind alley with his gun tucked away on his hip and his overcoat buttoned. But he would have gone up there with you, Angel. He was just dumb enough for that.
Mega bitch.
And then you could have stood as close to him as you liked in the dark and put a hole through him with a gun you'd gotten from Thursby that night.
Oh, I didn't mean to at first, but when I saw that Thursby couldn't be frightened...
You decided to shoot Archer yourself to pin it on Thursby. But you didn't know then that Gutman was here in San Francisco hunting for you until you heard Thursby, too, had been shot.
I'm getting lost here. I think I need one of those boards with red yarn connecting everyone together.
All you need to know, Madison, is that everyone we met today is going to be ending the story of the Maltese Falcon in San Quentin.
You're doing this to me? Don't you understand, Sam? I'm in love with you.
That's the cops.
Sam, don't let them in. Please.
They say love conquers all, but I don't think it'll conquer your murder rap.
Hello, Spade.
Come in, Dundee. You get the fat boy?
Yeah, we got him. Cairo and the kid, too.
I still kind of feel sorry for Wilmer.
He killed Thursby and Captain Jacoby.
Hey, we've all done things we're not proud of because of a crappy boss. How many times did I lie and tell people ordering at Applebee's that what they wanted was, oh yeah, my absolute favorite? God, it made me feel so dirty.
What about your partner, Spade?
How about it, Miss O'Shaughnessy?
This doesn't mean anything to you, does it, Sam?
Maybe, but you're going anyway. Chances are you'll get off with 20 years. If you do, I'll wait for you. And if they hang you, Angel, I'll always remember you.
That means she killed Archer.
Yeah, I got it.
Adaptation of The Maltese Falcon was a combination of presentations from the Lux Radio Theater and the Academy Award Theater. The Lux production featured Edward G. Robinson in the role of Sam Spade and premiered in February of 1943. The Academy Award Theater episode was released in 1946 and actually featured Bogart, Mary Astor, and Sidney Greenstreet from the original film. The Academy Award Theater series only ran from March of 1946 through December of that same year. They adapted screenplays to just half an hour, and their only requirement for each episode was one Academy Award-winning actor be in the cast. In 1946, only Mary Astor had an Oscar for her 1941 film, The Great Lie. Greenstreet was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in The Maltese Falcon, but he didn't take home the win, and Bogart wouldn't receive an Oscar until The African Queen in 1952. Adapted and directed by John Huston, Dashiell Hammett's The Maltese Falcon is considered the first detective noir film, ushering in the entire genre. OMG, you guys! 5 years? That's like half a decade already! What started as a COVID project has turned into a wonderful community. To all the other creators out there who we've gotten to know, and all of you amazing listeners who found us and keep coming back, thank you so much. Okay, year six, here comes Madison. Announcer dude, we can't do this without our amazing cast.
Roll the credits!
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. Jerry Kokich appears as Sam Spade and Bran Peacock as Mr. Gutman. Other actors in the cast were Chelsea Greer as Bridget O'Shaughnessy, Rory W. Griffin as Wilmer, Jeremy Sage as Joel Cairo, Marnie Warner as Effie, Tom O'Connor as Lieutenant Dundee, Paul Arabisi as Tom Polhouse, Nissa Kimberly McKinnon as Captain Jacoby, and Kareem Cronfley as the opening narrator.